relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
We have a special word for the following two segments, and that word is ahoy.
Ahoy!
Ahoy, mateys! If you're a follower of Kurt Schlichter, the man I lovingly call Colonel K, you will understand exactly why I said that. It has something to do with some people who are... what are they? Never Trumpers, but they're increasing...
Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of scum.
Behave, we have started well. It is the third hour of America First here on the Salem Radio Network. I am your host, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, and we have a man who... How do I describe him in words that are not naughty? I'll just say Kurt Schlichter, who likes to make liberals cry, and that's why he should be given a medal every time he publishes at Town Hall, our colleagues just down the way here. Follow him, Kurt Schlichter, on Twitter. He has a mean Twitter game. Colonel K, welcome to America First.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
I see you've been eyeing up my bumper stickers.
You like those?
You like those?
Resist this, baby.
That'll be the next one, Resist This, Baby. He is the author of multiple works, Indian Country. I think that's the one that upset the Twitterati the most.
Yes, they hailed it as appalling.
Did you put that on the jacket?
The new one's going to come out in November. I'm putting it on the cover.
You're going to say, more appalling.
Bill Kristol called it appalling.
And then Wildfire.
Wildfire, that's the newest one. That came out last November. It's a lot of fun.
What is the premise of these stories?
Look, I like reading books on airplanes, right? You turn your mind off, you read some action adventure. I decided I'd write one, but I wanted to say something about what's going on now. Okay. So I envisioned the country split into red and blue. What would it be like, you know, our guys... They've got the red area. Those guys, they got the blue area.
Why do you give us the red area? Another one. If there's any party that's red, it's them, Kurt Schlichter.
I know.
Honestly. At least one person I trust.
It's the same giant fight as, you can't call them liberals. They're not really liberal. Okay, all right, I get it. Words can change meaning.
But red is red. Red is commie.
Yeah, I know. Look, I'm an infantry guy. I'm simple. I'm just going to take it as it comes.
Okay.
And everybody calls it red. I'm going to call it red.
All right. So, in your stories, do they know the sharp end of a gun, the liberals?
They know how to oppress.
Oh.
And they know how to get people to do some oppressing.
So
using classic tactics that they always do, get thugs, secret police. And that's part of the premise, and you know the hero goes through and encounters a lot of things. But one of the things is they tie each other in knots with their political correctness. You know, their attempts to suppress freedom sometimes degenerate into days long self criticism sessions.
Oh,
because somebody's been fattest.
I'm going to interrupt you here. I'm sorry, Leroy. You've got to play this. The good colonel may have heard it already, but our listeners may not have. Oh. This is another cut. from the Democratic Socialists of America Weekend Congress, and it is just delicious. Cut 7.
Don't talk to cops. Don't talk to MAGA. Oh, we're almost there. There's also in Piedmont 8, a completely quiet room. One thing to note there, please don't go into that space with anything that's like an aggressive scent, for instance, right? Try
Does
to be
include
chill,
Axe
right?
Body
Take
spray.
A deep breath. And feel better before you say anything.
I have already asked people to be mindful of the chatter of their comrades who are sensitive to sensory overload, and that goes double for the heckling and the hissing. It is also triggering to my anxiety. The be comradely isn't just for, like, you know, let's keep things civil or whatever. It's so that people aren't going to get triggered and so that it doesn't affect their performance as a delegate.
Kurt Schlichter, do you wear aggressive aftershave?
I have a musky scent.
Thank you, Ron Burgundy. This is like Monty Python. No, they're back. Monty Python is back.
Some of the stuff in my book sounds like this. I'm continually getting people go, you know, on Twitter, Kurt, I read your books. I love your books because my books are lovable and they're fun and they're packed with action, but they're funny. And I thought I was writing crazy stuff.
Right. Fiction.
But I thought I was writing fiction. I'm going to have to move my books to nonfiction. I mean,
or just say you're writing it 2019 and it's happening now.
Exactly. Here's my next one. Let's just see how, you know, near D.C., this could happen. It takes place in D.C. They're at the FBI headquarters. There's a picture of J. Edgar Hoover in a cocktail dress. He's now a hero for gender fluidity. Let's see how long it takes before Hoover becomes recognized for his heroism as a pioneer in the world of gender fluidity. It's going to happen.
It's out there now. You've launched it.
It's out there.
There will be a J. Edgar Hoover tutu wearing award. It will be like the Oscars with a little tutu.
Oh, my God.
Kurt Schlichter.
Wow.
Okay, I'm not going to even rehearse this. I'm just going to go, your last two articles you wrote, let's just work through them one by one.
Oh, God.
The real threat to civilization is our liberal elites. Would you care to expand, Colonel K?
We have an elite. Look, every society has an elite. The Romans had an elite, and they did great and amazing things. And then they got fat. And they got lazy, and they said, we'll let the barbarians guard the Danube, at which the barbarians go, hey, Horst, Gunther, come on, cousin, we're going south. In Great Britain, you know, you think of Rorke's Drift, you think of the officer out in front, yes, the men are scum, but they're my men. I'm going to be there, right? I'm going to do my duty as an elite.
They're my dogs.
Exactly. I have an obligation to these guys. They don't get to hang out at my house, except when they're bringing me food. Or shoeing my horses. But I've got an obligation as the elite to take care of it. A little bit paternalistic.
Right.
I mean, you know, the Russians were literally patricians. But when that stopped, now you have a Great Britain where they arrest people for mean tweets.
This is not. So, guys, if you're not familiar with this, of course, I grew up in the UK. You don't have to follow this as an American. But what Kurt is saying is absolutely true. There are large divisions in each municipal police force which are actually tasked with investigating people who say hateful things. Not inciting crime, who are mean. You can go to prison for being mean.
Who have expressed a viewpoint that the elite disagrees with for whatever reason. And it's not, you know, look, there are viewpoints you and I disagree with. Somebody goes, I hate, you know, people of this color. Well, we think that person's an idiot. He's un-Christian. He's un-American. He's an idiot. But somebody may say, look, my religion says I have some doubts about homosexuality. I think it's a sin. Okay, you either agree with it, you don't agree with it.
Maybe don't put them in prison.
But you don't put them in prison. Right. They will put you in prison. You can't have a free society when you're not free to say things people don't like.
Let me ask you the question I always ask, you know, the guests that deal with this issue, such as Victor Davis Hanson, Conrad Black. Is the election of Donald Trump the death knell of the elite in America, or how much more fighting have we got to do politically?
Look, there's always going to be an elite. There's always going to be
The current elite.
The current elite. Gosh, I hope so, but I don't think the struggle's going to end in 4 years. I don't think it's going to end in 8 years. I think I think this is a civilizational struggle because you have the same kind of transnational dogma in place.
The global objectives.
Right. Look, the bureaucrats in Brussels who don't want regular people to have any say in what's going on are the same people partying with our Democrats in Davos and not a few Republicans.
Yes.
The thing is,
this is the key point, that Donald Trump won despite the GOP.
Yes. No, he did. And he won despite people like, look, I was a Cruz guy. I didn't understand Donald Trump. And I believe you look at yourself rigorously.
At which point did you? I'm curious. When did Kurt Schlichter get Donald Trump?
I started getting him when I got in a fight on December 22nd, 2015 with Don Lemon and got thrown off CNN forever.
How did I miss this?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's on YouTube.
Don Lemon threw you out?
Don Lemon threw me off. He had brought me on. I was a regular ideological conservative, and I was critical of Donald Trump. I was critical. I thought he was a liberal.
How dare you?
I thought, you know, that's what I believe. That's what I said.
Fighting for your beliefs?
Yeah, but I got on, and Lemon goes, well, Kurt, he's done. And it was a surprise. It was a surprise hit. I'm on Skype in my office. It was like, Kurt, last minute, can you come on?
You got 10 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. Basically, I can't do it in 10 seconds. It's too good.
All right. Mr. G, are you out there? Get the audio. We need the audio. We need to see this Don Lemon cutting the cord with Colonel K. We will be back momentarily here with another segment with the irrepressible Kurt Schlichter. Follow him on Twitter and check out his book, Wildfire. Ahoy, mateys.
Backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-472-3961. That's 800-472-3961. 800-472-3961. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me.
I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, this is Hugh Hewitt for PatriotMobile.com, mobilizing conservatives across the United States. Come on over is our phrase. Come on over is your passcode. Are you pro-family? Are you pro-border security? Do you believe in the Second Amendment, religious liberty? All those things are supported by Patriot Mobile and veterans, too. Remember that Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative cell phone company, and it is veteran-led. Every bill that you pay, a portion of it goes to protect and promote those causes in which you believe. Join thousands of members like me that switch from Big Mobile when they learn that their cell phone bill was supporting Planned Parenthood and Sanctuary Cities. It's easy to switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll save money and get the same super reliable nationwide service and feel good about supporting the right agenda. With unlimited plans as low as $25 per month, get a free month of service today. Visit PatriotMobile.com and use the promo code COMEONOVER. That's PatriotMobile.com, promo code COMEONOVER, and enjoy a free month of service on all new lines this week only.
Now, it must be nice to have health care. Everybody else can't fall down and get taken care of. Get time off of work. Thanks to you. Murder turtle. Murder turtle. Murder turtle.
Those were demonstrators outside of Mitch McConnell's home yesterday, calling to kill Mitch McConnell. I'm going to read you some of the other things they said in a moment and get Kurt Schlichter's response. But let's do something good in the meantime for those who need our help. This is day two of our campaign to rush life-saving food and emergency relief to the children who are trapped in Colombia right now, who've left Venezuela, literally thousands of children. Listen to Food for the Poor staffer who's on the ground about the situation now in Colombia.
It is people that are basically dying in Venezuela because of not only lack of nutrition, there is lack of health care. You know, they're dying because the hospitals and clinics in Venezuela don't have the resources to care for the patients. And many times they don't even have the medical personnel to do, because medical personnel has also left Venezuela. It is urgent. It is an emergency. It's getting worse by the day.
We can make a difference. You can make a difference. Thank you to those who already have. If you haven't, please go to sebgorka.com and click the Crisis in Latin America banner. Just one donation of $100 provides meals for 2,500 children. You can call them also, 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-4673, or go to my website, sebgorka.com, and the Crisis in Latin America banner. If you've been blessed, please help those less fortunate. We are back with none other than Kurt Schlichter, who is a regular guest host here on the Salem Radio Network and an author, regular publisher with our friends at townhall.com. We discussed it previously in a prior segment regarding the doxing that is occurring with regards to Trump donors by a member of the House. When that is happening and you have demonstrators saying the following things, Kurt, outside Mitch McConnell's home: this hoe really thought he was going to get ready to be home after he hurt his little punk something shoulder. B word, we don't give an F. F your thoughts and prayers, Mitch. F you, F your wife, F everything you stand for. Just stab the mother effer in the heart. These are the people who want to take our guns away from us and dox us, Kurt Schlichter.
Sounds like a great idea. I think if we submit to them fully, they'll start to love us.
They'll be nice to us, won't they?
They will. That's actually a subject of my town hall column this Thursday. If you give in to them, they'll hug you because they love you.
Look, suddenly they'll be nice to us.
They'll be nice. Look, here's the thing. It's all a lie and a scam, which they know. This is simple intimidation, and it's a desperation move. It's because they're losing.
This is a good sign.
Well, it's a dispiriting sign, but it's not a sign of victory. It's a sign that our society is willing to engage in these things. It has forgotten the basic principles of our society.
Of us as civilization.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
And you and I were talking off air. I was at Gettysburg the other day watching, you know, these fields where Americans met. Standing in a place, you know, you stand in a place where a guy won a Medal of Honor. That's kind of a big deal. You standing in that same place, guy won a Medal of Honor. Oh, and American history changed right there at the angle. Right, right there at
and
Little Round.
And it still looks the same.
And it looks the same. And I've actually gone and walked where Pickett's Charge was. I walked up and down where 20th Maine turned the Confederates back and kept them from folding up the entire line. And saved the Union, saved what we had. And
so how do you transpose this to today? You're sitting there, you're looking at history, where it occurred. How does this transpose to politics in America now?
Half of America has no idea what I was just talking about.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's the thing. They don't understand where this stuff goes. Because, you know, when those six states seceded a month after Lincoln became president, or was elected, it was before he became president, did they think that that was going to lead to 700,000 dead? Did they think that? Or did they think this is easy? This is fun. These things go out of control. Okay? It was not a winning move. It was not the move of a winner to secede when those Confederate states did it. Slavery was going to die eventually. It was unsustainable. This was a desperation move to prevent that.
But to go back to your prior point, it's a sign of desperation that people are calling for Mitch McConnell to be killed outside of his house. Does that mean we're on the cusp of a civil war? Or when you look at the millennials and the pussycat hat wearing, you know, beta males, do you just laugh, Kurt Schlichter?
Sometimes I laugh. But then I remember, stuff can spin out of control. So
it's that great line from the Hunt for Red October. Things will get out of hand very quickly.
Exactly.
Right.
One day, everything's normal. The next day, you got people outside the majority leader crying for his death. And you've got people being exposed to retaliation for daring to participate in the political process. That's what Castro's doing. But he thinks it's okay. Because, right, you conservatives... You know, you hate Hispanics.
So for those who missed the news, Congressman Castro, whose brother is running for the presidential nomination of the Democrat Party, last night doxed the names and the names of the employers of donors to the Donald Trump campaign in America. Not Venezuela, right here.
Yeah. What was that supposed to do? Was that supposed to deter them from doing it?
Yes,
what's
the point? It's not transparency.
Yeah.
It's to pressure and intimidate. That's the most important thing.
Because they can't win any other way. Right. And this stuff can spin out of control. We're not 10 miles from where some idiot Bernie bro walked onto a baseball field with a rifle and started popping caps.
We've got 30 seconds before I need to play a last audio to say goodbye to Kurt Schlichter. I need to ask you the question I ask everybody in studio. How are you feeling about 2020, Colonel K?
I think the president's going to win. I spent a lot of time outside the Beltway. And, I'm a Los Angeles guy, right? So I'm in blue. I know how to swim in those waters. But I've recently spent a lot of time with normal Americans, American Americans.
You feeling good?
I'm feeling good. They're not talking about the things they're talking about here. They're prosperous.
Follow Kurt Schlichter on Twitter. Check out his books, especially Indian Country and Wildfire. And now let's listen to how Don Lemon made Kurt famous.
It has nothing to do with him running for president. We're talking about his own actions, his own individual merit. So, if you're going to talk about Hillary Clinton, then bring Hillary Clinton's actions into it. Don't bring her husband's actions into it.
I'd like to bring Hillary Clinton's actions into it.
Absolutely.
She was given the choice between standing with a serial sexual abuser...
All right, Kurt, stop. That's not fair. That's not fair. Can we stop that, please? It is not fair. It is not fair. It is a low blow. It is the, yes, I want to end this. This is the lowest of the low, and it has nothing to do with Hillary Clinton. It is just a cheap shot that, can you please stop? Can we stop? Can we cut him off, please?
Thank you, Don Lemon.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Milo Ventimiglia.
And I'm Amanda Seyfried.
Friday, meet the dog who will show the world how to be human.
Set me free.
Enzo is more than just a dog. He is an old soul.
He's a spiritual being.
I think audiences are going to pick up the importance of family, the focusing on those things that are giving back to you in life.
The most emotional things are the things that stay with you and teach you you can get through anything.
Call it fate, call it luck. All I knew was I was meant to be their dog.
Set me free.
The Art of Racing in the Rain. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters Friday.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-384-9393. That's 800-384-9393. 800-384-9393.
I'm Lou Dimes. Wall Street rebounds. Job openings flat in June. President Trump keeping the pressure on Venezuela. Those stories next.
This is your Stock Market Bulletin. I'm Bobby Richards. The CEO of an obscure $3 tech stock founded by the blue-collar son of a police officer has captured the attention of Donald Trump. Trump met with the CEO at the White House, and since then, Donald Trump appears to have become the company's number one fan. He showed up at a groundbreaking ceremony. He called the CEO one of the most successful business people across the globe, and he said what they are doing is the eighth wonder of the world. We decided to investigate for ourselves and reached out to the premier stock analyst in the United States, Oxford Club Chief Investment Strategist Alex Green. Alex told us the company is landing massive deals, including $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, $828 million with Cisco, and $29.2 billion with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 jobs in America this year, and Alex has now declared this $3 stock his number one play for 2019. Go to onestockretirement.com for more details, including how much Alex expects the stock to rise this year.
The president labeled China a currency manipulator, and China relented. Stocks today on Wall Street rebounding. Broad gains today led by technology. At the close of trading, stocks were higher. The Dow Jones Industrials up more than 300 points. The NASDAQ up more than 100. The S&P up almost 40. The Labor Department reporting the number of job openings nationally mostly unchanged during June, remaining at 7.4 million. The job market remains strong and healthy, with more job openings than unemployed people in the country. The White House continues to ramp up pressure on the Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro, warning foreign governments they could face U.S. retaliation if they continue to do business with Maduro's government. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
A former high school classmate of the Dayton mass shooter, Connor Betts, told the police about a hit list he had to murder or rape his fellow classmates 10 years ago. She was interviewed and she said the following: "We predicted he would do this 10 years ago. The school failed us. Everyone knew he was right. He was not right. The police failed us. He spoke and wrote of rape, decapitation, and just the total destruction of those on that list, which included me."
Yeah. And they want to blame the president. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Very, very, very happy to have in studio a friend of mine. He's my shooting buddy. He's my gun buddy. Former Marine Mark Stice. He is the head of WS Wealth Management. What did you do in the Marines? You had the best job in the world, right?
Yeah, I was a C-53 pilot.
Helicopter pilot, come on, rotary wing. It's the only way to travel. Once you've been on a helicopter once, that's it. Forget Ferraris, forget motorbikes. It is rotary wing all the way. Right, Mark?
Absolutely.
And today you understand and explain to your fellow Americans markets, how the world works and how they should invest. And I brought you in here because your analysis is always spot on. And most usually, it's not what everybody else is talking about. So we've got a couple of segments with you, and thank you for coming into the studio, Mark. First things first, should Americans be concerned about the so-called economic war, the trade war with China?
No, in a word.
Good. So expand.
There is a lot to what's going on globally right now. And if we think about China as a percentage of the U.S. economy, it is relatively small. 550 billion in annual imports from China on a $21 trillion economy, $22 trillion economy. They're about 4 or 5% of our total economy.
Who talks about that to begin with on CNN in the New York Times? 4 or 5%. This is 4 or 5% of the economy. How is that not manageable?
Exactly. And what we've already seen are about 50 companies moving their production out of China.
American companies bringing them home.
Well,
home, or elsewhere.
Home and elsewhere. And elsewhere is also important because they're moving them to Vietnam, India, Taiwan, and Malaysia. All countries that China does not have a great relationship
and
with.
And none of them which are the command economies that China is.
Exactly.
Right.
And so we're strengthening potential future allies at the same time growing their economies, who are border countries with the Chinese, who also have had conflict with them in the past. So from that perspective, we have the potential of creating new opportunities for business and creating new strategic partners for the future. Always a plus if you think that this is going to come down to China and the United States from a global strategic position.
So again, something else you don't hear. This isn't a one-on-one fight. This isn't China versus America. It's America and our friends and those who want to be our friends versus China, correct? Because China wants everybody to be what? A vassal state.
Absolutely.
Under their control or under their intimidation. And who wants to be in that state, Mark?
Right. No one should want to be in that state. You know, whether it's imposed on you or not, remember, China's history is one of either invading or being invaded.
Yes.
You know, for most of its history. And one of the things to understand from the thought about how the tariffs are taking place, we have about $120, $130 billion a year in exports to China. And right now, the tariffs really are just on goods. We also sell $50 billion worth of services to the Chinese, and in return get about $15 billion in services from China. So we have a massive balance in our favor when it comes to services. And you could argue that that is where there's better value anyway as you go forward. So how does the tariff affect what we see going forward? Well,
We've got a minute on this. So okay, tell us about the near future, Mark Stice.
Like we said last time, the first thing the Chinese normally do is use the currency to offset any cost. So last time when...
Currency manipulation.
Currency devaluation is the nicer term. So they devalued their currency 9% last time to face a 10% tariff, which literally meant that they were paying the entire tariff. And the president has said that numerous times. And then yesterday... After the second round of tariffs was announced on the $300 billion, they devalued their currency, or their currency was devalued, to the tune of about 3% in about 24 to 36 hours.
Yeah.
And that's important because when the president labeled them a currency manipulator, he literally boxed them in.
Yeah. And then he did what? He managed to demonstrate what they are, and they did it.
Right.
We are talking to Mark Stice, explaining the story behind the story and making sure that we understand, as Americans, what Donald Trump is doing. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, natural pain relief with no side effects that works at the point of inflammation. How do I know this? Because I use it myself. Since we launched the show, I've been taking Relief Factor every morning, 4 little capsules, and every night, 4 little capsules. And what happened?
my lower back pain issue was totally done away with, has yet to return, and that is the experience of tens of thousands of you, my listeners. And that is why my fellow hosts here at Salem, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, all stand by what Seth and Pete Talbot, the fabulous father and son team behind Relief Factor, have created. Go to their website, see the testimonials from across the country, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. Isn't relief from your daily aches and pains worth $20? You know it is. Be the next success story. Go to ReliefFactor.com and order your three-week quick starter pack, ReliefFactor.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We are explaining the real stories behind the headlines, the distortions, the fake news here for you on America First on the Salem Radio Network with Mark Stiles of WS Wealth Management, former Marine and all-around good guy. Gold has reached its highest price in 6 years, and chances are it could go much higher before the year ends. Sebastian Gorka here for my friends at Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio right now, you could miss one of the greatest opportunities this year. Call Midas Gold Group, the veteran-owned precious metals dealer, rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Get their free guide to owning bullion and coins. Call 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. And if you already own precious metals, ask for a free holdings evaluation to make sure your investments are on track. Learn how you can add the safety and stability of gold to your investments. There's no catch. Just call for their free guide to owning bullion and coins now. Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
Your cell phone's connected to your tablet. Your tablet's connected to your laptop. Your laptop's connected to your Wi-Fi. 1 week link and thieves are in.
The digital world is so connected these days, it just takes 1 week link for criminals to get in. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection includes the power of Norton Security to watch out for threats in today's connected world.
Your desktop's connected to your smart TV. Your smart TV's connected to your smartwatch.
Threats to your identity, like your info for sale on the dark web. And online threats to your devices, like ransomware. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock with Norton detects a wide range of threats to your identity and devices. And if there's a problem, our agents will work to fix it.
Your smartwatch is connected to your video doorbell. Your video doorbell's connected to your smart lock.
Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code TITTLE for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
This is a message to all you snowflakes out there. Resist this.
You can try, but it won't work. We are back with America First. Portions of today's program are sponsored by Food for the Poor. And dear friends, if you haven't done so already, please do exploit me mercilessly. This incredible offer from Michael Lindell LaSalle, the man who has invented and sold 45 million of his MyPillow pillows. Go to MyPillow.com for the greatest offer ever. Two of his premium MyPillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. They never lose shape. They never get hot on you. And they have a 10-year warranty. You can call them 800-829-8255. 800-829-8468, 800-829-8468, or MyPillow.com. But you've got to use the secret code for that massive discount. It is G-O-R-K-A. We are back with Mark Stiess, he of WS Wealth Management, former Marine, a man who understands what's really going on in the markets. Talk to us, Mark, about the Chinese response to the president leveraging these tariffs on another $300 billion worth of goods.
Right. So when the devaluation took place over the 24 to 36 hour period, the president came out and
he's got a pretty good voice too, doesn't he, for radio? Not bad. My engineer says thumbs up. Sorry, go ahead, Mark.
What he did was label them a currency manipulator, and that allows him to go to the World Trade Organization and take action against the Chinese.
Because it triggers things he can use.
Exactly.
Tools. Right.
Well, the Chinese response was curious because they said
they denied it.
They denied it and said it was market forces that drove
which
the
is so
yuan
ironic.
Down.
The Communist Party of China says market forces. I don't, will they next be quoting Hayek and von Mises? I don't know. Adam Smith. Sorry, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah. So the interesting part about that, though, is that what drives currency down is capital movement. And what they're really saying in that case is that they are
true.
Seeing massive amounts of capital leave China. So the president boxed them in one way or another. They either
Which is it, Mark? Is it or is it a bit of
it's
both?
Both?
It's both.
It's both.
So they're manipulating the currency to protect their, you know, policies, their
right.
underhand policies, and they might be losing a lot of money from China.
Right. They need to keep people working on the one hand. And if we think about Chinese debt from a bigger picture perspective, if we take all the debt in the United States and we look at it as a percentage of GDP, it's around 280 to 290% of GDP. If we look at that in China,
yeah.
the official number
right.
is 325
which
to 330%, which means it's probably 500 to 600%. They may be the second most indebted nation in the world on a GDP basis versus the UK.
This is massively important for any strategic measure the president executes. Put your military hat on, put your Marine Corps hat on. What are the Chinese most afraid of, Mark Stiess?
The two big issues that they have going forward.
He actually thought about it. This is a guy who actually thinks about it.
Are the demographic issue that they have going forward. So they have a massively aging population. They're about 20 years behind the Japanese, where the Japanese are today, which in the Japanese, as we jokingly say, which isn't a joke, they have more adults in diapers than they have babies in diapers.
Right.
Okay. So you have the Chinese moving rapidly into that with a massive amount of debt.
And too many men.
So that is a...
I mean, too many men in proportion to women.
Right, about 100 million more men than women. Mm-hmm. And you run into a cauldron of problems that that creates. If you add a debt debacle on top of that, where no one in the world wants to loan you money, and currently when the Chinese have their version of a U.S. Treasury auction, when they try to sell their sovereign debt, very rarely do they sell all of their long-term debt. So we have 3 to 4 times the amount of debt gets bid for by people who want to buy U.S. debt. When it comes to China, there aren't enough people who want to
buy their debt
already.
So let's translate this into simple political consequences. Who has more leverage in the trade war between China and America, Mark Stiess?
We have massive
leverage.
Massively more leverage in this case.
So when Steve Moore, another friend of the show, says, if we catch a cold, China catches the Spanish flu, that's not an exaggeration.
That's not an exaggeration at all. In fact, it's to the point where if the currency is leaving the way that we believe it is, and you've had two of their medium to larger size banks default in the last 60 days, you're starting to see the ramifications of that already.
So in the last minute and a half we have left, Mark Stiess, how long is it going to take for China to really buckle?
That's hard to say.
What's the buffer? How big is the buffer?
That's hard to say simply because of the type of government that they have.
Right.
When you have
and how much we don't know, which is falsified.
Right. You have a dictator for life. That allows you to take actions and to create situations and take actions. For instance, if they move into Hong Kong, that could be a very nationalist thing to do against the country
yes.
behind him.
Right.
At the same time, you're talking about maybe the third or fourth most important money center in the world.
Yes.
So the long-term ramification is, once again, no one will want to do business with China
right.
in that case, right? How do you protect your investment when they're willing to move forward and take out all the liquidity from that perspective. It just makes it very difficult. If I'm investing my client's money someplace,
yes.
China is someplace that creates more questions than it does solutions for me.
Yeah. Not a predictable environment, even if it is ironically a one-party state, because they lie, they cheat, and they steal. We've been talking to Mark Stiles of WS Wealth Management, getting behind the headlines to the actual story. Thank you so much, Mark, for unpacking the truth. And now I need to share with you, actually, it's a product that Mark needs to try out. It's called iTarget Pro, and it's quite possibly the coolest product I have ever promoted on my show. Why? It is the first dry fire training system for your handgun that combines your smartphone technology with the industry's best laser cartridge. Using your phone, their app tracks the laser cartridge which fits inside your gun. You can dry fire at home, and it will detect exactly where your shots are landing. Virtually, of course. Once you start practicing, you will have a hard time to put it down, I can assure you, because I do. iTargetPro.com. It is completely safe, comes with your caliber-specific laser cartridge and targeting system. You just plug in your phone and away you go. Right now, get 10% off plus free shipping with the offer code G-O-R-K-A. Just go to iTargetPro.com, like iPhone, iTargetPro.com, and if you're a rifle shooter, they even have it for your AR-15. Save time, save money, and take your skill to the next level safely and effectively with iTarget Pro. That's the letter I, TargetPro.com. 10% off plus free shipping with the secret code. You know what it is, G-O-R-K-A. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. If you're enjoying the program, don't forget it is Tuesday, and we will be back with Lou Dobbs, as we are every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Lou Dobbs. Mark, last question for you before we go to the break. Do you expect the current economic trends that we have been witnessing for 2.5 years continue for the next 455 days?
Actually, looking at the numbers we've seen over the last 60 days or so, I think there's a very good chance that the economy actually strengthens over the next 12 to 18 months.
Something else you're not hearing in the mainstream fake news industrial complex. Another reason that we have to come have you back. Mark, will you come back to explain that comment?
Absolutely.
I think those who want to invest in their 401ks, want to diversify their investments, will want to know exactly what you are making that prognosis on. It could get even better. Are you tired of winning yet? I'm not. This is America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, author of the latest book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. My new book, already available for pre-order, is The War for America's Soul. Go to Amazon.com right now.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Milo Ventimiglia.
And I'm Amanda Seyfried.
Friday, meet the dog who will show the world how to be human.
Set me free.
Enzo is more than just a dog. He is an old soul.
He's a spiritual being.
I think audiences are going to pick up the importance of family, focusing on those things that are giving back to you in life.
The most emotional things are the things that stay with you and teach you can get through anything.
Call it fate, call it luck. All I knew was I was meant to be their dog.
Set me free.
The Art of Racing in the Rain. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters Friday.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-384-9393. That's 800-384-9393. 800-384-9393.
Neil Cavuto, I'm not a big fan. He's clearly not a big fan of the president's, but even he's fed up. Listen to Neil Cavuto with Tim Ryan. Tim Ryan? Who is Tim Ryan anyway? Allegedly he's running for president. Listen to this cut last night. Tim Ryan making Neil Cavuto exasperated. Cut four.
I was All talking right. about President Obama and
Fair enough,
others.
Sir, I wish you had were, more time. I just think
happened.
You've gone one
this
step
guy,
too far.
Neil,
enough
this
with the politics,
guy got in a car and
no
drove 10 hours to
with
slaughter
the
people.
We'll have more after this.
It's about tolerance.
Enough with the politics, Mr. Congressman. Thank you. And he ended the interview because he was blaming, Tim Ryan was blaming the president for the massacres this weekend. Good for you, Neil. Good for you. Let's squeeze in one more caller, Jim, line one in Arizona. Jim, welcome to America hey. First.
Hey, Sebastian. We love you over here.
Thank you.
Hey, my prediction is we take 42 states with Trump because of the economy. I'm going to do everything I can. By the way, I have a seven-piece band, a high-energy band. We're going to start recording Trump songs starting in 2 weeks, and we're going to start playing for some Republican gatherings with his songs.
Look, Jim, if what we just heard from Mark Stice, that he's looking at trend lines, he's looking at base indicators, that the economy could get better in the next 455 days, seriously, I mean, what are the Democrats going to do? Jim, keep doing what you do. God bless. That's the attitude. That's the attitude. My friends, we have to hold the line. You heard Kurt Schlichter. You heard what the representative Castro did. Doxing Americans who gave funds, who donated to the Trump re-election campaign. Not only that, doxing the employers that they work for. There is only one reason you do that, to intimidate. Why do you do that? Because you know your policies, your arguments will never get you reelected and will never put a Democrat in the White House, especially if the economy continues the way it's continuing to grow at an incredible rate in the last 2.5 years. But the success depends on you, on really one thing. You have to show some courage. You have to be prepared to be a friend of the truth. When they distort, like our caller today, Rick, when they lie, when you show them the evidence and they still lie in your face, don't back down. The stakes are just far too high. Never give up, never give in. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you missed any of our today's incredible segments, amazing guests, amazing calls, go to iTunes, download the free podcast. We even have a America First app that you can use to listen to the show. And don't forget that we also are available on YouTube. We have been melting the internet with those downloads. Look for America First and my name. This is Sebastian Gorka, and that was America First.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or application firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.